This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, it's RÚV English Radio. My name is Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. Time for another episode of Oithskjulith, the news in a simple form of Icelandic. And Bjarni here once again. Hi.
Hi, Gondag.
We've actually simplified things a little bit more, I think, haven't we, in our new simplified form of Icelandic. When you see the text, it'll appear... every sentence will be on a separate line, which I think maybe makes it easier if you're trying to pick out the words.
Yes, why not? Yeah, well, then you can focus on each sentence and go steadily on.
Yes, so you should be, there might be some exceptions, but going forward, that should be the way that we look at these stories. And a link to these stories, of course, on the page accompanying the show from RÚV English Radio. Today, our story concerns the timber and other wood, which is currently on the back of that lorry, right at the top of the page with the text on it. It's a story about timber processing and wood processing in Iceland. As ever, we'll go through it from the top and then back through it line by line. So we start, as ever, just under the image.
Það ekki nóg að planta trjám. Það þarf líka að hugsa vel skóana. Víða land eru skóar of þéttir. Þegar tré standa of þétt verða þau mjó eins og tannstönglar. Þá ekki hægt að nota trén í smíðar. Einar Birgir Kristjánsson framkvæmdastjóri tandrabretta á Eskifirði. Einar Birgir vill fá meira timbur úr íslenskum skógum. Nú hægt að selja íslensk timbur til PCC á Bakka. Það gott tækifæri fyrir skóarbændur. Af hverju skóar ekki grisjaðir? Það mikil vinna að grisja skóa. Það tekur langan tíma að sjá árangur. Það vantar peninga til að borga fyrir grisjun. Það vantar áhuga á að grisja. Einar Birgir segir að skóar sem ekki grisjaðir vaxi illa. Trén verða mjó og það verður dimmt inni í skóginum. Þá bindur skóurinn minna kolefni. Hugtök, að grisja skóg þýðir að fækka trjám svo hin trén fái meira pláss til að vaxa. Að binda kolefni þýðir að taka kolefni úr andrúmsloftinu. Smíðaviður timbur sem nógu gott til að smíða úr því. Stóriðja verksmiðja sem notar mikið af hráefnum.
Okay, and now we go back to the start and go through this separate line by separate line.
Já. Það ekki nóg að planta trjám. It's not enough just to plant the trees. Það þarf líka að hugsa vel skóana. You also need to, well, if we translate literally, think well about the forests. You have to cultivate them or, nourish them. Mm. Víða land eru skóar of þéttir. In many places around the country, the forests are getting too... What did you say? Too crowded.
Yeah. Dense.
Dense
is the word.
Yes. Þéttir, in that sense. The too many trees. Mm. Too narrow. Þegar tré standa of þétt, verða þau mjó eins og tannstönglar. When the trees are too close to each other, or the forest is too dense, they become thin like toothpicks. Þá ekki hægt að nota trén í smíðar. Then you can't use the wood in carpentry or in any work. Einar Birgir Kristjánsson framkvæmdastjóri tandrabretta á Eskifirði. Mr. Einar Birgir is the CEO of tandrabretti in Eskifjörður in East Iceland. I imagine because bretti is like a Euro palette or so that they are built using the wood in diverse purposes.
Okay.
Einar Birgir vill fá meira timbur úr íslenskum skógum and he would like to have more timber from the Icelandic forests. Nú hægt að selja íslensk timbur til PCC á Bakka. Now you can, or it's possible, to sell Icelandic timber to the, well, the big industry PCC at Bakki near Húsavík.
Yeah, it's a processing firm, I think.
Exactly, yeah. Það gott tækifæri fyrir skóarbændur. That is a good opportunity for, like we call it, wood or forest farmers who cultivate the forest. Mm. And then we have some questions and answers. Why are the woods or the forests not... Yeah, what do you say for that when you cut down every other tree to get more space?
Ooh, thinning, I suppose.
Thinning,
yes,
okay.
That's how we used the word when we wrote the story for English.
Yeah.
It is about... And it's, you don't think it's going to be the case, but you actually save the forest by cutting some of it down.
Exactly,
is what it comes down
yes,
to.
And that's the Icelandic verb grísja. Is exactly for that,
okay.
to cut down every other tree so the rest gets more space.
Yes.
And like they explain, það mikil vinna að grísja skóa. It costs a lot of work to thin out the forest. Það tekur langan tíma að sjá árangur. It will take a long time to see any results. Það vantar peninga til að borga fyrir grísjun. Money is needed to pay for this thinning og það vantar áhuga á að grísja. And there's lack of interest in doing this thinning. Einar Birgir segir að skóar sem eru ekki grísjaðir vaxi illa. Einar Birgir says that forests that are not done with the thinning, they will grow badly. Mm. Trén verða mjó og það verður dimmt inn í skóginum. Like we said before, the tree become very thin and it becomes dark inside the forest. Þá bindur skóurinn minna kolefni. And another big thing in forest cultivation now, then the forest will not, what would you say, like inhale less carbon dioxide. So, because that's of course one of the big aims of modern forests.
Yes, I'm trying to think exactly what the word, when a plant or a tree does that. I think it's photosynthesis is involved somewhere, isn't
yes,
it?
When
you
yeah.
turn carbon dioxide
exactly.
into oxygen.
Yeah. And into energy for the plant. And
yes,
so.
Yes,
exactly. And some glossary to finish with. Að grísja skóg þýðir að fækka trjám svo hin trén fái meira pláss til að vaxa. To thin a forest means to have less trees so the rest of the trees has more space to grow. Að binda kolefni þýðir að taka kolefni úr andrúmsloftinu. So carbon binding means to take the carbo out of the atmosphere. Smíðaveður timbur sem nógu gott til að smíða úr því. So carpentering wood is timber that is good enough to make things out of it. Stór iðja verksmiðja sem notar mikið af hráöfnum. And then a big factory is a plant that uses a lot of raw materials.
And that is why we cut down some of the trees to make it easier for the others.
Yes.
In a simple form of Icelandic. Bjarni, thanks very much indeed. We'll talk again next week. It's RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. And you can get in touch anytime. English@ruv.is.
There is more from RÚV English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RÚV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.